actually the more people that get vaccinated in a community, the more it helps protect even those that are higher risk within that community.
A shortage of H1N1 flu vaccines leaves the Upperland Canal short on doses. And an election recount puts Haines one step closer to having a new assembly member for seat A. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories up next. Slow production may make the H1N1 vaccine hard to come by in the Upperland Canal this season. Carol Borg is a nurse practitioner and medical director at Dell Memorial Clinic in Skagway.
Unfortunately, a lot of people have probably seen in the national news, too, that the vaccine production has been slower than expected. We do not have any vaccine of the H1N1, and we have absolutely no word of when that might be available either.
Borg says they're still hoping the vaccine could become available in Skagway, which is scheduled to receive a small percentage of the state's allotment.
It is only going to be coming from the federal government. There are no other distribution sites, and so it will be going from the federal government to state government only. So the state government will be the only one that it will get sent out to, and that we will get it sent to based on our percentage of population in the state. So we will probably only be getting very small handfuls of the vaccine at a time.
But Borg says our area is in good shape compared to the issues facing the lower 48 right now.
The latest reports is they still hope to step up production and have it be widespreadly available by December. You know, at this point, I think in our little town of Skagway, we've had just a little bit of smattering of what is probably the H1N1 flu, but it is, widespread in the lower 48, so we are actually pretty fortunate here right now. You know, they are closing schools left and right. They're saying the last I read is 47 states have widespread H1N1. So that's more than obviously most everybody.
Still, since flu season is peaking early this year and the Northern Panhandle has already had some cases of H1N1, Borg suggests that at-risk groups take extra precautions. And not only is flu season peaking early, but there's some prediction that we could see two separate flu seasons this winter, says Borg.
What we're hearing from virology labs, the Department of Health, is very little to none influenza A going. So unfortunately, we could see a second flu peak that could be the influenza A as opposed to the H1N1. That is possible. It's anybody's guess.
Lori Weldon, pharmacist at the Search Clinic in Haines, says fewer than 10 H1N1 vaccines exist in Haines, and they came regulated as to who can receive them. On the other hand, seasonal flu vaccines are in stock in both Skagway and Haines. Again, Dahl Memorial Clinic's Carol Borg.
Anybody actually who wants to reduce their risk of getting flu is recommended to get the shot. There is plenty of vaccine available, so at this point we're really not restricting anybody from getting it. But of course, anyone, the children, elderly, people with chronic health conditions, particularly respiratory conditions, should be especially getting the flu shot.
In Haines, the Public Health Nurse's Office on Main Street is holding flu shot clinics for seasonal flu vaccines this week. On Wednesday, October 21st, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., the Public Health Nurse is administering vaccines on a walk-in basis for $25 each. Shots for people 18 years of age and under are free, and patients are advised to bring Medicare or Medicaid cards if they have one. In Skagway, Borg says there should be enough vaccines for anyone interested.
Seasonal flu vaccine, there has been some body shortages kind of here and there, but we are fortunate that we do have plenty of vaccine in stock, and we've already conducted one seasonal flu vaccine clinic, and there is plenty of flu vaccine available for anyone.
Although getting the seasonal flu vaccine is ultimately a decision each person has to make for themselves and their family, Borg says that the decision can affect the whole community too.
Internal medicine doctors have frequently referred to it as the herd effect, and actually the more people that get vaccinated in a community, the more it helps protect even those that are higher risk within that community, because there is essentially that herd effect that they refer to.
Borg says Tamiflu is on hand if anyone experiences severe flu symptoms, and both Skagway and Haines are prepared with plans to handle an active flu season. But Borg says the best treatment anyway is prevention.
And again, the biggest thing is, wash your hands, and to try to isolate yourself. Don't gather in large groups, if you are particularly concerned about it, and stay home and don't travel.
An election recount in Haines last weekend narrowed the margin between the first and second place candidates for Assembly Seat A, Gary Lidholm and Damon Hoffman.
Okay, to repeat that for the public, it's Damon Hoffman, 437, Les Hostetler, 47, Gary Lidholm, 439, Kathleen Mickey, 111, Raymond Dennis, 1, Terrence Pardee, 2, Julia Hines, 1, Dustin Hoffman, 1. Total ballots counted, 1,055.
On Sunday, elections officials and observers gathered for the first recount since borough consolidation, following a request for recount from 10 Haines voters. The recount showed Gary Lidholm ahead by 2 votes, with 3 ballots set aside for consideration by the canvas board on Tuesday night.
I have that total ballots not counted. In addition to these 8 that I determined to be invalid, it should be 3 that were set aside as questioned ballots. One that has just Hoffman, 2 that have D. Dot Hoffman. All of these 11 ballots will go to the canvas board on Tuesday night at 6 p.m.
There's some disagreement about the law that would guide whether or not to count write-in votes that show an incomplete name. The borough attorney and the group requesting the recount deviate on which part of Alaska statute should be referenced in that case. Furthermore, there's conflict on the validity of 2 absentee ballots that are not postmarked.
The election took place on October 6th, and the results of that election were presented to the assembly, the then seated assembly, on October 13th, where they considered any questioned ballots that were voted prior to the canvas, any absentee by mail that arrived after Election Day and prior to canvas, and any absentee by fax ballots that had been received. At that time, there were 38 ballots that were presented to the canvas board for consideration. They, by unanimous motion, accepted the clerk's recommendations regarding these 8 invalid ballots, so they were not counted. They then proceeded to consider the remaining 30 ballots, and during that process, 1 of the 30 was, it was decided by the canvas board not to count that one because it was marked with X marks rather than the filled-in oval.
Official elections results before the recount showed Gary Lidholm ahead by 5 votes, 438 to 433. Those votes were counted by AccuVote machine during elections. Then, votes for write-in candidates were counted by hand following the election. The Canvas Board officiated those results on October 13th, and a request for recount by a group calling themselves Hoffman supporters was received 2 days later. Borough Code does not offer direction on how to conduct a recount, but Code says, quote, "The general election laws of the state shall apply to the conduct of all borough elections." To determine if and how to run a recount, the borough sought counsel from the borough attorney.
The reason we're having this recount here and planning another canvas is because we received a demand for recount on the afternoon of October 15th. And after receiving our borough attorney's opinion, it was determined that I should order a recount, which I did. And any invalid ballots will go to the canvas board, just like the last time, for them to decide. Following that canvas, the plan is to certify the election during the assembly meeting that follows that canvas and hopefully swear in a candidate, a successful candidate for seat A. That's the plan.
Borough Clerk Julie Causey responded to a resident's question about what kind of mark will be counted in the recount.
Yes, Tim June.
Yeah, on the commission that if there's no mark next to a candidate's name, it won't be counted. But if there are marks other than a bubble, will those be valid marks in this hand count?
It was a part of my order for recount that we would count any X's or check marks, any mark that shows clearly the intent of the voter for that candidate.
Causey later said that counting all clear marks could explain the two tallies' discrepancy. The hand count that followed the October 6th election only counted the votes for write-ins and could only count bubbled-in votes, not X's, because the AccuVote machine only counted bubbled-in votes for the filed candidates. However, the recount examined the votes for all candidates for Assembly Seat A, so could count all marks that appeared intentional.
Damon Hoffman, Kathleen Linke, Gary Lindholm,
Tally. On Sunday afternoon in Assembly Chambers, two pairs of election workers tallied the votes, which were read out one by one. Two observers watched as each ballot was examined individually.
Gary Lindholm, Damon Hoffman.
On Tuesday at 6 p.m. in Assembly Chambers, the Canvas Board will review the unofficial recount results from Sunday and pass them on to the Assembly at 6:30 p.m. for certification. Assemblyman Doug Olrud currently holds seat A, and according to borough code, will vacate the seat once someone is sworn in, meaning he will be part of Tuesday's meeting. Code states assembly terms are 3 years and until a successor is elected and qualified. The borough expects to swear in two new assembly members on Tuesday night, Joanne Waterman for seat D, and either Gary Lindholm or Damon Hoffman for seat A. Causey said despite the delay and a clear winner, good things are likely to come from the recount experience. On Monday, she said, quote, "When things like this happen, it causes us to look at our code and make it better." Causey noted the borough is already hoping to clarify the write-in process and the idea of how to ask for a recount and what the procedure will be. I'm Tara Bicknell, reporting for KHNS.